The stifle is composed of three joints: the femoropatellar joint, the medial femoro-tibial joint, and the lateral femoro-tibial joint. The femoropatellar joint and the medial femoro-tibial joint have a common synovial cavity in 90% of horses, so normally these two joints cannot be injected separately. We will show how to puncture the femoropatellar joint and the lateral femoro-tibial joint. The femoropatellar joint is the easiest to puncture. The injection point is on either side of the middle patellar ligament, a structure that can be easily palpated. To assure aseptic conditions, the hair over the injection point must be clipped, and the skin must always be carefully disinfected before arthrocentesis. After finding the injection point, the needle is inserted at right angles to the skin. The lateral femoro-tibial joint can be entered immediately behind the lateral patellar ligament. After finding the injection point, the needle is inserted at right angles to the skin. Spontaneous synovial backflow may be difficult to obtain from this joint.